Zero Landfill is a committee that got together through IIDA, which is the International Interior Design Association. It's a spinoff from a project that was started up in Cleveland, and we thought it was a great idea. And what it does is it diverts samples that are in architects' and designers' libraries from going to a landfill, and we put it instead out to the public once a year for them to take away and repurpose.
What kinds of materials are we talking about here?
There's carpets, there's fabrics, laminates, wall coverings, there's tile, glass, brick, wood, metal, paint samples, there's office supplies, and there's even empty binders. So it's really great for teachers who have don't care what the outside of a binder might look like, if they have a very low income group that don't have access to binders for schools. They can come and get these. We usually have hundreds of them, and they're all free.
I understand that this is now the sixth year for this project. How much material has been diverted from landfills up till now, from the time the program began up until now?
In the last 5 years, we've diverted 150,000 pounds and then some from going into the landfill.
How does it work?
We have 3 days in which we have drop-off days for architects and designers, and the architects and design community can go on Facebook to Zero Landfill Cincinnati and find out what those days are. We have 4 takeaway days for the general public. They are August 24th, September 7th, September 14th, and September 21st. It's always a Saturday from 9 to 12, and we aren't doing it over Labor Day weekend, so that's where we skip a week. And what it is, we have the building, which is located at 4801 Montgomery Road. It's just next to the Linden Point location. It's a small triangular building. It's been donated to us by NIAR for our use at no charge, and we open it up from 9 to 12, and anybody can come in and take as much as they'd like. There's no charge, and all we ask is that they weigh the product, and we record how much was diverted, so that's how we keep track of how much we've kept out of landfills, because we weigh every item that's taken out.
And this location where this takes place, this is in Norwood?
It's in Norwood.
The discarded items from the Zero Landfill program have been converted into sculptures, clothing, purses, and mosaics. I'm Steve Hirschberg.